Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Thank you so much for getting up with us this morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show podcast version, heard right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Sunday morning team is here with me. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivy, political analyst, home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, a podcaster, speaker, author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. A singer, a preacher, and a chaplain from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. And good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning to the missionary. And good morning to Detroit.
Yes, and I spoke to missionary yesterday. She's got a busy day just like we all do, and she I think is going to be heading out, or if not, probably already headed out the door already, so she will not be on the podcast with us this morning. And, of course, you know, we did move up the podcast, so those of you who were waiting to catch us live, guess what? We did this at 8 o'clock, an hour earlier this morning, primarily because of the tight schedule, especially with all the campaigning going on. But we're here, and you'll be able to hear this podcast from now until Sunday. Just click on and it's available. But I'm glad to be up. I just, I'm ready to give a testimony already. I'm just grateful and thankful that, for what God has done, for me, my family. I'm just glad to be here. You know, I have had conversations with people as I've been out and about, and I hear some of the things that they have gone through. And, you know, it makes you appreciate what God has been doing for you. You know, when you start listening to other people, you start being thankful about, you know, what God has done for you. So I am so grateful for the things that God has done and has been taking care of me and my family. And guess what? Like we said on the program the other day, it's like, you know, what did we do to deserve all the good things that we have? It's just through his mercy and grace. But you know what? But thank you for waking up, and Sunday morning team, thanks for being here. We're going to, there's some people, you know, as you know, Benjamin Brothers is here with us now on the Michael Van Tool Show, and it's a way to learn. They want to show you how to get property, You know, I talk to a lot of people that want to do this. They want to buy properties. They want to fix them up and sell them. It is not easy, and there's so much you got to know. There's more to it than just a catchy phrase or an idea. There's a lot you got to do. So, you know, and Benjamin Brothers Realty will show you how. We've got some clips and segments for you to listen to this morning if you want to get into it, if you want to get into that business and build that generational wealth. That's what it's all about. It's about building generational wealth. So we'll definitely go into detail about that. All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. I want to just going to switch up the format a little bit this morning, and I just want to go straight and listen to the Sunday Morning Team this morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Benjamin Brothers Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for joining us. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Sunday Morning Team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Henrietta Ivy, and Chaplain Kathy. I just want to run by this. One of Donald Trump's favorite newspapers, the New York Post, controlled by one of his good friends, Rupert Murdoch, says that Trump now is unworthy to be this country's chief executive again. Those words in this weekend's New York Post may be the tabloid's strongest critique of Trump yet. It was published online Friday evening. Around the same time, another Murdoch publication, the Wall Street Journal, also published an editorial harshly critiquing the former president. So what took them so long? What took them so long to realize that this guy is not fit to be president, never was fit to be president, and really is really dangerous? But it's about time, but they're so late getting to the game here, so late getting to what, you know, where the rest of the world, that, thank God for this January 6th committee, because they're getting a lot, they're uncovering a lot of what happened, and people are corroborating each other's statements. It's gonna, you know, when this comes out, Trump doesn't even realize that years from now, he is gonna go down in history as the worst president ever, and he is locking himself into that. This weekend he was making a speech, and he said, nobody has been treated as badly as he has ever been, and all this kind of stuff. He's like he's the most persecuted person in the country, and it was met with silence at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida. You know, I think people are starting to catch up with this. But anyway, that's enough on him. Let's go. Let me go around. Henrietta Ivy, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Listen, this is going to be a political minute. I just want to remind all our listeners that we have 1 week left to the primary election of the general election this year for our local and congressional races. I want to inform everyone to please, please, please get out and vote for your candidate. Vote for a candidate you know for a fact is going to make change in your community and get the ball rolling, get things moving, or keep things moving in the positive direction. The primary date is August 2nd. Please get out, and if you haven't done your absentee ballot, you still have time to send it in. If you don't send it in, you have early voting. Drop boxes are all over the city of Detroit. So I'm just urging all our voters to please get out and vote, and let's make this particular year a turnout in the primaries much higher than we have seen in previous years. Let's take those 12% turnouts and turn them to 95% turnouts. So I just want to encourage everyone that we do still have 1 week left. So make your mind up, get the information on the candidates that you want to vote for or you want to see win, and get out there and vote August 2nd.
And you have a primary candidate in this field. Tell us about him. Matter of fact, I was at an event yesterday working out, picking up trash. And they said, "Oh, Mr. Otis, he came out here previously a few days ago. So I know he's out. He's out there."
Yes, he and there's another. There's a couple other candidates that I'm campaigning with. Otis is actually I'm his campaign manager, and let me tell you, his name has been surfacing real heavy in these streets. In the district he's running, which is Wayne County District 5, the new District 5. And he just got endorsed by the Police Officers Association. Big deal for us because we've been getting endorsements back in the last week or so. The community is loving his conversation. He's a very strong candidate in winning this, you know, and becoming the new Wayne County Commissioner for District 5. I mean, his chances are looking really, really, really high right now. So then we have Danielle Hall, who's running for State Rep District 6. Then we have Steele Hughes, who's running for State Rep District 5. And they're all under wonderful candidates. Their chances of winning their seats are very high.
You know, what do you think, and you guys can jump in too, because the 12th Congressional District, there are some very powerful women running in that race. We've got Rashida Tlaib, of course, is the incumbent. Kelly Garrett, who is the mayor of Lathrop Village. Chanel Jackson, I'm surprised that she popped up. I haven't seen or heard from Chanel Jackson for a while. I actually thought she moved out of state at some point. Janice Winfrey, our city clerk, she's in the race. I would say that it's probably going to be Rashida Tlaib again, because I just think that the vote other than her is divided between these three black women. Rashida is looking like she's going to come out on top, because how is one of the other three going to garner, you know, it might have been a tight race if it was like Tlaib versus Winfrey, you know? Or let's say it was Kelly Garrett against Chanel Jackson. But I think Rashida Tlaib is going to walk away with this one, and the other three are going to get split. They're going to split the vote. What do you think? What do you think, Henrietta?
I'm inclined to believe exactly what you just stated. Rashida Tlaib looks like the strong candidate in this race. I mean, I was kind of surprised to see Janet Winfrey jump into the race. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what would be the purpose of that, and that just to me just kind of felt unusual. But Rashida has been out here, and she has a trusted community. People know of her work. She's actually shown up in many, many cases on behalf of many issues that are important to the community. So I think her work alone will carry her to the finish line.
Kimberly, you have a horse in this race in the 12th district. Rashida Tlaib, Kelly Chanel, and Janice Winfrey.
So that is my district, and Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is my incumbent, and I plan on voting for her. I don't like the fact that we have all these people putting the race. We also have Portia Roberson, who's in that race as well. You have a lot of people that decided to jump in that, but this is part of that whole redistricting. So one of the things that I was really happy to see, being frustrated with how the districts were cut up, but to see a campaign put out that introduced candidates back to communities that wouldn't necessarily know them. You know, Congresswoman Tlaib is a strong front runner. However, she still is linked to the squad. There's a lot of negative connotation to that. And for those communities that still believe in Trump or still support Trump or, you know, despite what he's done, still want to see him run, she could have trouble in communities like that in getting in garnering their vote. So,
well, you know,
but yes, that is my vote.
The race is kind of, when they split this up, it made it a little confusing. I mean, every time somebody asks me, I go to ballotpedia.com in order to pull up my information. So Portia Robinson, she's actually in the running in the 13th district now.
Oh, okay,
so,
I'm sorry.
So those other four, those are the only ones in the 12th congressional district. Now the 13th, let me just admit, I do have a horse in this race. I do work for John Conyers. So I do believe he has a great chance. Actually, at first, when the race first started, he was polling number one. Then Sherry Gay Daniego, she took over the number one spot. I think Sri Tanadar, he had come up to, but this list is just amazing. Okay, John Conyers, Sherry Gay Daniego, Michael Griffey, Adam Ollier. I guess they pronounced it all French now, you know.
Right.
You know, come on. Sharon McPhail. Sam Riddle is running.
Wow.
Portia Robertson, Lori Rutledge, and Sri Tanadar. Now, you know, he has put, they say he's put $15 million into his race. He's got a bunch of commercials. I'm telling you, these group of candidates are spending big money on TV commercials.
I want to remind you guys. And I'm sorry for interrupting, Michael. He ran a political ad, and Henrietta, correct me if I'm wrong, if you remember this, and Michael, you do the same. Sri Tanadar ran a Popeyes commercial when he was running, was it for governor? And he was telling everybody to come meet him at Popeyes Chicken with a piece of chicken in his hand. Do not vote for him. Do not.
No, you like him. It's definitely set the tone. You telling people, who are you directing their chicken at? Like, where's this ad being more likely when you're running? I'm sure, you know, when you run, everybody see it. But how often is it ran? Because every city in the state of Michigan have a control over how they run commercials and who they're trying to draw in as their, you know, their voters, that demographic. So when he made that commercial, I'm like, who that? What are you watching? And I hope he's not running heavy in the black community. That's what that was, to me, indicated. I met Shree a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, it's something deeper. I can't put my finger on it, but it's something deeper. It's something deeper. It's something deeper. And he's running on a Democratic ticket. But let me be clear to everybody who's listening online and streaming. I have nothing personal against Shree. It's all political. He is a undercover Republican. So when you got people running, just like Trump was an undercover Democrat and ran on the Republican ticket, and people didn't know that Trump was actually a Democrat. He ran on a Republican ticket. He was not originally a Republican. Shree is the same thing. Shree has been always been known to be a backdoor or what they call. So I tell people, you got to really, really run deep and check these people out. All these commercials and spending all this money and paying people all this, these high-paying canvassing jobs to get the job done is not going to do us well in our communities later. And we have to think about sometimes all money ain't good money. So, I'm with you, Cam. Do not.
And, you know, you're right. All money's not good money. I've heard that so many times. But, see, once you, and it's just like working for, I don't think you can also just work for any candidate either, you know, because you are attached to that candidate, same values and all that stuff. So if you're working for somebody that lies, that's crooked, that cheats, that, you know, this bad candidate, bad morals, bad ethics, bad business, then that kind of rubs off on you. So, you know, the money might be good, but you may be forever connected or tainted by that candidate. Let me get another political person, their opinion. Chaplain, you keep your ear to the ground. You're one of those people that knows more than most people think. What's your take on these two races?
Well, I don't. First of all, Shree, Taliban lost me with the chicken because I don't even eat Popeye's chicken. But I do like, now if he'd have had some red beans and rice in his hand, he probably would have got me. But so Shree Taliban lost me a long time ago. And I don't even understand half of what he even be saying. So so there's the ticket that I'm supporting this year, and it will not be Shree Taliban. But I asked that you get out and vote for my sister Henrietta Ivey, and I know she in there running for. And I'm asking you to get out and vote for me as well, for District 3, precinct delegate. I am not going to Shree Taliban, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I realize why y'all laughing now.
Yeah.
It's not Taliban. Yeah. I look at his name and I say, Lord, this man's last name ain't Taliban. I just... But Shree Taliban, whatever. He was gone a long time ago. However, I ask and encourage everyone that's listening abroad to follow your heart, the heart of your mind, and know before you check your box, shade in the box, know for a fact that this person has said or has already exemplified the things that's going to be effective for the community in which they're running for. I try to stay away from the likes and dislikes because we have a lot of people in the Bible that wasn't liked, but they turned out to be all right. In fact, Matthew was a tax collector. But we can't stand the IRS today, but when you mention Matthew's name in the Bible, excuse me, he's somebody to be reckoned with, you see? So Paul was a persecutor of the gospel, anybody that talked about the gospel. However, God changed him from a persecutor into a preacher. So I try to stay away from the what we might not like about a particular candidate. And I just ask it, everyone, to follow the heart of your mind and make the right choices based on what you know that this person or that person has already done or are planning to do for the community.
You're right. And try to find out a little bit more about them. Don't wait till election day. You know, you're walking up. Look, oh my goodness, I'm so heartbroken when I'm a chairperson at my polling site every year, and you all know that there are people get out their car, walk up, trying to take all the flyers so they can figure out who to vote for on their way into the polling center. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you settle this? These candidates are directing the laws, the ordinances, the rules, the tone. They're telling you how to live your life. They're government officials, and you don't take it seriously enough to do some research ahead of time. I mean, before you go to sleep at night, maybe once a month, just kind of go through some of and see what's going on politically. You don't have to keep up. You know, it's hard to keep up, you know, as a consultant myself. It's hard to keep up. Like I said, somebody asked me the other day, Mike, who's running in 12th and 13th? I had to scramble, go to the computer, type it up, and go to ballotpedia.com and print it out so I could discuss it with them. It's hard to, and then with the redistricting. So, yes, I know you can't spend, you know, everybody's not a political person. Everybody's not a political analyst and all that kind of stuff. But you can find out who's who and spend some time, you know, so that you make an intelligent decision rather than complain
once
they get in. And guess what they do when they complain? They call all these talk shows and complain. I can't stand, I voted for Stephen Caffey, and I didn't know he was a preacher. I didn't know that.
Right.
I mean, you know, well, we all knew. We all know, you know.
Right.
Do your research.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I ain't never heard of him before. Well, he calling into programs all the time. He posts on Facebook. So, click through. So, you know. All right, let's hear from Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, everyone. I have a feel-good story for us. I want to switch gears from politics. So how many of us have friends that we've lost touch with? There's new article out. Absolutely. Reaching out to friends after a long time is more appreciated than you know, says research. People consistently underestimate how much others in their social circle might appreciate an unexpected phone call, text, or email just to say hello. Additionally, the more surprising the connection, the greater the appreciation. In a paper published by the American Psychological Association, researchers conducted a series of experiments involving more than 5,900 participants that explored how accurate people are at estimating how much others might appreciate an attempt to connect, and what factors might play into that level of appreciation. People are fundamentally social beings and enjoy connecting with others, said the lead author, Peggy Liu, PhD of the University of Pittsburgh. There is much research showing that maintaining social connections is good for our mental and physical health. However, despite the importance and enjoyment of social connection, our research suggests that people significantly underestimate how much others will appreciate being reached out to. In one experiment, half the participants were asked to recall the last time they reached out to someone in their social circle just because, or just to catch up via email, text, or phone after a prolonged period of not interacting with them. The rest of the participants were asked to recall a similar situation where someone reached out to them. Participants were then asked to indicate on a 7-point scale, 1 equaling not at all, 7 to a great extent, how much either they or the person that they reached out to, depending on the condition, appreciated, felt grateful, felt thankful, or felt pleased by the contact. A surprising result followed. People who recall reaching out thought the gesture they recalled was significantly less appreciated than those who recalled receiving a communication. In a second experiment, participants sent a short note or a note and a small gift to someone in their social circle with whom they had not interacted in a while, rather than a text or a call. And again, both groups were asked for a rating of appreciation. Across all experiments, those who initiated the communication significantly underestimated the extent to which recipients would appreciate the act of reaching out. The researchers also found one interesting variable that affected how much a person appreciated a reach out. We found that people receiving the same communication placed greater focus than those initiating the communication on the surprise element. And this heightened focus on the surprise was associated with higher appreciation. We also found that people underestimated others' appreciation to a greater extent when the communication was more surprising as opposed to part of a regular communication pattern or the social ties between the two participants were weak. Many people have lost touch with others in their lives, whether they're friends from high school or college or coworkers they used to see at the water cooler before work and before work went remote. This is true now more than ever as there was the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but now the amount of remote workers, business closures, layoffs, and interstate translocation is also especially high. Initiating social contact after a prolonged period of disconnect can feel daunting because people worry about how much a gesture might be received. These findings suggest that the hesitations may be unnecessary as others are likely to appreciate being reached out to more than people think. I sometimes pause before reaching out to people from my pre-pandemic social circle for a variety of reasons. When that happens, I think about these research findings and remind myself that other people may also want to reach out to me and hesitate for the same reasons Lou said. I then tell myself that I would appreciate it so much if they reached out to me and that there is no reason that to think that they would not similarly appreciate my reaching out to them. And I have a scripture to go with it. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble.
Great. You know, I think we all have done that, especially when you know a lot of people, and which I know all of you do. You can't talk to everybody all the time. And then
right.
some people you just... You know, you just lose contact with, especially like if you don't work with them anymore or you don't, they move to a different church or, you know, or they move from your street. And so then you lose, but one of the hardest things is getting over that thing about, okay, let me just call them and see how they're doing. Let me call and reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like, because I don't know how easy it is for you all, but if I lose contact with somebody, I'm almost afraid to call them because I know they're going to say something like, where have you been? How come you haven't called me?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't
mm-hmm.
check on me. You know, we have not, you know, talked for 2 years, you know, and I'm, it's like, how do you break the ice? But
mm-hmm.
according
mm-hmm.
to what you just said, Kimberly, somebody's got to do it, right? You just got to
right.
pick
somebody's
up the phone and
it.
Say, hey, I was thinking about you today.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
I would like to add.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, go
I
ahead.
Would like to respond. I would like to respond. Let me give you some help on here so that you can break that ice.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to Cedar Point?
Yes.
Mike? Okay.
Many times.
When you
many
first
times.
Went to Right. When you first went to Cedar Point for the very first time, you said to yourself, oh, I'm not getting on that one particular ride.
Yes.
But now that you go back to Cedar Point, you find yourself first in line to get on that one particular ride.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fear. Fear is a false
okay.
emotion appearing real. We
mm.
have to be able to conquer that fear. When you can
mm-hmm.
conquer we control the very thing that we say that we are afraid of. We control it. And now you get on that ride and you love it. You're still a little bit scared, but you still love it. It's a It's a feeling of jubilation for you. So when you're reaching back out to individuals that you haven't talked to in a while, and you have this fear that, oh, they're going to ask me why I haven't called them or what's been going on, you don't have to worry about that fear. You can pull the covers off that fear, because those are the questions that people are supposed to ask. They're supposed to ask you, well, how have you been? Why have I not heard from you? So you can conquer that fear, but Pastor Mike, and get out there and call some of those folk that you ain't talked to, unless they fall in the category in the Bible where God kicked Adam and Eve out the Garden of Eden and didn't even hit them up on Facebook, Instagram, Moco. He didn't send them an email.
You know, you're right. Somebody don't want to.
Absolutely.
Call back. Right?
Absolutely.
I should not call them back. And right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, right. You're right about that. I was just looking at something. Yeah. Somebody posted something on Facebook that says, if you knew what was said in your absence, you'd stop smiling with a lot of people.
Amen.
God, we don't have the ability to read other people's minds because, or you know, read their minds or hear what they're saying in our absence because, you know, more you would be surprised at what people say. And more people do it than you think. You know, some people you least expect, you know, and some people you thought were your friends. It's just amazing. But now, I ain't trying to preach up in here, but all I'm saying is that if you have a daily walk with God, if you do what you're supposed to do, if you're not living a life of sin, and you have a close, your Bible isn't dusty and with spider webs on it, you know, you actually open it all the time and read, God gives you that discernment and that ability. You don't have to know what people are saying. You can go about your daily business and you will get a feeling about right and wrong, good and bad, because and then you can pray about things, you know. Okay, is this I'm working with this candidate. God, is this the right candidate? Is this the right person for me? If you're worried about something, you can just go to God and ask God, you know. But you have to have a close walk because He gives you, like with anything else, He gives you the tools that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about what somebody says because they can't affect you. Their thoughts and words can't affect you. God is your relationship with God. God is more powerful than them. You know, God's words can create things out of His own words. He can say, let there be light. Let there be water, land. So other people's words don't have no power over God, over you and your relationship with God. Am I saying the right thing? Am I, you know, maybe let me do some poetry because that's what I'm
Run, Michael, run.
But you know, because people,
I tell you, he's just like Forrest Gump, man, running.
He sure is.
Until them bracelets. Until them bracelets come off his legs.
Oh, you know, because people can do some talking, but it won't, you know. So I'm glad I don't hear what people say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All it would do is slow you down, get you all mixed up into things, and, you know, worrying about what they said. It's going to take up your time, and it's just a waste of time.
I tell you this. I like when folks say stuff about me because it makes me important.
It makes me important.
It puts me at your supper table. Yeah, it puts me at your supper table. I'm all in your house and I ain't even there. It puts me on your job. It makes people see jealousy, and let's say that. Let's just say jealousy because jealousy is a paramount out here today. jealousy is actually, to me, a good thing because it makes people aware of you. Regardless as to what they say, somebody is going to go check on you, and they're going to find out that they have no reason to be jealous of you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we find way. I take a negative, and I make turn it into a positive. No, and that's how I live my life. No matter what the situation is, no matter what I may have heard, no matter what anyone may have said, I'm going to take and make turn that situation around for the good because that's what God does. He'll turn any situation. I wish I had some help on here. He will turn any situation. He will turn it around for the good. And so I tell you, I welcome talk. Keep talking about me. Go check out my Facebook page and my Instagram.
That's right.
And go check it. Go look. Don't stop looking because God is going to make sure that the people that's supposed to be in your life is in your life, and he's going to remove any strife. I wish I had some more help on here.
Amen.
You're right. We're going to take a station break. We're going to take a station break and come back. We are talking. I mean, we got some. Wait till I need to put a headline on this when we finish because we're talking about. I got to figure out what I'm going to label it because it's about not getting bogged down with what people say about you, what they think about you, you know, and things like that. This is a good topic this morning. But I want to hear Benjamin Brothers is going to tell you how to. And let me give you their number. They're going to tell you how to get involved in their program to get you to purchase property, fix them, and then sell them, which they call find them, fix them, flip them. We'll be right back. If you need pen or pencil, go ahead and take it, and we'll be back to finish up our program after this. Or at least I'll try. Well, let me work on that for a second.
Amen.
And, because I pressed the button and it didn't go. We'll be right back.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like we supposed to be family and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. It's never personal. No, it's never personal. Listen, business is business. Please let me explain for those who don't understand. I'll show you how to turn a hundo into a van. Now you don't need the kitchen, now you don't need the pot, now you don't need the chopper, now you don't need the garage. But one thing you will need is
a... This is the newest and most lucrative program of modern times to provide you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program. We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals of 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for materials, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will number one, train you on how to find the deal and provide the contract to lock in the deal. Number two, we train you on how to build your team of contractors and pay all labor costs. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. Number five, after all fees are paid, next is a big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up for sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
All right. That was the tutorial on what's involved in getting started with Benjamin Brothers Realty. Here's the number again, 331-248-7120. And I really appreciate them for also sending me some music for the program, too. God's been good to me. There's a new one that we are going to be, I downloaded it to the Praise Network for this morning. We'll download it for us soon. We've got some more media coming from Benjamin Brothers Realty, too. All right. Let's get the weather, Kimberly, before, because I'm looking at the clock and we got about 13 minutes left.
No problem. Good morning, everyone. So today, if you hadn't heard this morning, the boom of the thunder and the snap, crackle, pop of the lightning, yeah, it's thunderstorms all day today. So we're expecting a high of 88, a low of 67 with scattered thunderstorms all day. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 83, the sun returns, and a low of 62. On Tuesday, mostly sunny again with a high of 84 and a low of 65. Wednesday, evening showers and storms, a high of 86 and a low of 68. On Thursday, morning showers, more rain, a high of 83 and a low of 64. And on Friday, the sun returns for a high of 82 and a low of 62. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 64. Don't forget to pack your umbrella and have a great week. And that's the weather.
Great. Well, we need the rain, so it comes with the weather. And
yes,
but
we do.
It may be a little bit muggy later, but we need the plants need watering.
Our garden.
We want it green, right? We got to have food, and food grows in the garden. So
that's right. And our flowers.
Yeah, it's still a great day. I don't mind the rain. I don't mind the thunder. Matter of fact, I'm one of those people that I sleep better in a thunderstorm.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You're talking about a good night's sleep. That I can sleep right through a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be storming all night, and I'll have the best sleep ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all remember, do y'all remember the first time y'all ran outside when they had a hail storm, and y'all was a kid, and y'all didn't know how hard them pellets was.
Yes.
Oh. I remember I did that, and I was swimming outside, and they started coming down, and I thought by chance if I went underwater, it wouldn't hurt so bad. But Lord have mercy, Jesus. Even going under the water with them hail storms, man. So I just encourage folks to be careful when they say that it's hailing, whether they are the size of golf balls or not. Stay out of that. Don't get in it. Don't be challenging. Don't try to go out there with an umbrella thinking that they ain't going to come through there. So I just had that thought, and because it's going to do some hell in here sometime soon. I'm sure our fine meteorologist is going to put that in the forecast as well. But just be careful, because I still got a knot in the back of my head when one hit me when I was 7. I wish I had some help on here.
Well, I don't like hail, hailstorms. The hail will put dents all in your car, and that's what there's a hailstorm. I'm always hoping that I'm in my garage, parked in the garage, or if I'm at a parking structure somewhere, because when the hail comes and hits your car, you're going to have all these little dents all over your car.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It might have been fun when we were little, but now we're investing in a vehicle, a car, that stuff is damaging. Yes. And
yeah, they ought to come out with hail insurance. You just hear that word, hail. Hail insurance,
right?
You hear me?
Yeah, that is, I don't even like, in a thunderstorm, I don't like parking next to trees because, these branches come tumbling down, sometimes the trees themselves fall over and crush your car,
I
honestly strategically park my car at certain places when I know there's a thunderstorm coming, severe storm and stuff. And I used to think when I was little that if you were in a car, you were insulated and protected from lightning. I saw clip of somebody driving an SUV through a thunderstorm. That lightning bolt hit that truck exactly right on target. Blew it up, and tumbled it over and everything. I don't think the people did not, I'm sure they were hurt, but they didn't, I'm not sure if anyone died in it or not, but it happened about two or three weeks ago. I think it was in Australia or something.
Oh, wow.
How long?
Yeah, I thought because it had tires, I thought that wouldn't, but then I found out that, that's why you have to be careful, too, when you're driving over wires and stuff, because
you can
get stuck. And you will not be able to get out your vehicle until DTE gets to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That voltage is surrounding your car.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to sit still and try to pray, and not try, but definitely pray that nothing hits the gas tank and the whole car explodes. That's the smoke.
Yeah.
Exactly.
One of my friends lost their daughter-in-law. And guys, you must have heard, I know most of us heard about the young lady on Tireman a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, early 2019, I believe it was. And she had hit a pole. She was coming down Tireman, and somehow she slid into the pole. I think she might have been speeding, and I'm not quite sure. But she hit a pole coming up Tireman in the city of Detroit. Wires fell. She got out of her car to remove the wire off her car and got electrocuted.
Oh, no.
And that was my best friend's daughter-in-law. And when I heard about it, I was she got out the car. She was trying to knock the wire off her car and got electrocuted to death. So I tell people all the time, if you come across any wire, don't touch any live wire. Our body can't, that voltage is no match to us. We're no match for you. So like you said, Michael, if you don't have to come across something like that, just stay in your car and wait.
Don't
prematurely by thinking you can just take your finger and toss it. Nope, you can't do that.
Mm-mm, no way.
And I want the listeners to know, too, that God is not going to crash that sister into no pole and have her get out her car and grab no electrical wire. God is not going to do that. And I want folks to know that these tragic things that are happening due to our own carelessness, due to our not being aware, And what we do is that we then equate that or put that on God. Said, well, God called her home. Well, he didn't have to fly her to call her home. He could have took her in her sleep. So we must be, I want the people that's listening to be careful when things happen in our lives and we say, well, God just had called her home. Because God don't have to, he don't have to hurt you to call you home. He can take you while you're sleeping.
That's right.
You don't have to prove. He don't have to prove nothing by you running off a cliff. He don't have to prove nothing in death. So it's important that we know that we have to learn from what the sister is saying when it comes to how that actually happened, so that it can be preventive measures put in place for anyone else that might come in that situation. God bless you for that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, look, I'm going to take one station break, and then we're going to wrap up when we get back right after this.
He's a member of the Realty.
We
find
him and fix him and flip him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him
and then we equip him. Got him drippin' with style, got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
All right, let me just say, I hope you all have a great day today. I'm on my way over to Second Ebenezer this morning, and then Greater Pentecostal later on. And Henrietta, you're heading out this morning too, I take it?
As well, yep.
Great. Chaplain, how's your day today?
I'm on my getting ready to go to a praise and worship this morning. I'll be at Maid House Ministries. Amen. So I'll be there on Woodward today.
Kimberly, you got any speaking engagements today?
No, it's Sunday. It's praise and worship today.
Oh, okay now.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa. You know, she probably thought that was a trick question. See what y'all, you know. You know what? Okay, we all go to church today, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
The Sunday morning teams, we're headed out. We're going to cover a whole lot between the three of us this morning. And then, of course, Evangelist Christy. Let me say something about Evangelist Christy. Yes, you know, I know I'm headed over to Greater Pentecostal, so I will probably see her this morning. Missionary Humphrey, I know she's was listening this morning, and we're headed out next Sunday to some churches, too. So we're going to be worshiping next Sunday. So I just want to give a shout-out to the rest of the Sunday morning team, Evangelist Christy Lester and Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And, of course, Missionary will be with you on the radio on Praise Network on Sunday morning. Okay, guys, Sunday morning team, have a great Sunday today. Next week, we're also going to listen to an interview with the CEO of Benjamin Brothers Realty. And, again, that number is 331-248-7120, 331-248-7120. We're going to talk to Keith Hudson, an interview with him next Sunday here on the podcast. So have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.
All right,
have a great
bless
day.
You. Bless
Stay dry.
All right.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drip with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive. And-